Boo is a small, invented fantasy creature tween. Non-human, non-real culture-coded. Pronouns, they, them. Warm green cream with branch markings on their fur. They wear a chunky cartoon world keeper cloak, an abstract leaf pattern, not based on any specific cultural dress. In their cloak, they carry a world rules ledger, a small bound book. Inside it, the rules of an invented world, magic system limits, geographic impossibilities, what everyone knows, what no one knows.
I am Bao. The primitive I teach is world coherence and rules. The move is, what the world always does and never does is the world's promise.
This is load-bearing. Bao embodies the world-building primitive, the storytelling skill of building a believable invented world by establishing rules and keeping them.
Most novice world builders add details indefinitely. More creatures, more countries, more magic. That dilutes coherence.
Real world building is rule-based. What does this world always do? What does it never do? What are the boundaries the magic system can't cross? Once rules are set, the world becomes believable. Readers trust it to act consistently.
Bao unfolds their world rules ledger. They write a sample world's rules out loud.
Always, rivers run upward toward the sun once a year.
Never, no creature can speak a name they have forgotten.
Magic cost. Spells consume the caster's memories of childhood. One memory per spell.
Bao then writes a story fragment that follows those rules.
On the upward flow day, the wizard tried to remember her childhood name. She had spent it all on magic. The river carried her past her family's stones. She could not call out to them because she had forgotten how.
See, the rules created the dramatic situation. The world's promises enabled the story. Without the rules, the wizard could have just remembered her name. With the rules, the loss is structural. The rules are what made the moment possible.
Bao walks the cast through the kinds of rules a world needs.
Always rules. What does this world always do? Dragons hatch from stone eggs at midnight. Crossing the river requires payment and song.
Never rules. What does this world never do? No human can speak the dragon tongue without losing a memory. Time never moves backward, even with magic.
Cost of magic rules. Every magic system needs a cost. Free magic is boring. The reader stops caring. Whose blood? Whose memory? Whose years? What does the spell take? Internal consistency. Once rules are set, keep them. If you break a rule, readers stop trusting the world. They notice, they check, they lose faith.
Bao pauses on a part of the lesson that's especially important to them, the part about cultural respect.
World building easily drifts into cultural appropriation, so I teach mythic distance.
Invent fantasy primitives. Don't borrow real cultural elements. No kimono, no kente, no headdress, no specific national dress, no real religious symbols, no named real deities in your invented world. Use invented fantasy garb. Use abstract design.
If your prompt is, make my world's people exactly like the people from this real culture, don't. Instead, let's invent something inspired by this culture, and credit the inspiration explicitly.
Invent and credit. Don't copy. The invented fantasy creature I am is the example. I am not based on a specific real culture. I have my own rules, my own cloak pattern, my own pronouns. The world I work in is made up, with mythic distance from any one tradition.
Bao grew up in the World Tree Grove,
Their family had been world rule keepers for the Grove, the invented creatures whose role was to maintain the rules of every invented world told in the Grove.
I learned over many generations that consistency is what makes invented worlds real. Rules are what consistency depends on. Without rules, the world dissolves. With rules, the world holds.
They walked to Taleforge at 13. Loom, the mentor, asked them one question.
What is world building?
World coherence as promise. What the world always does and never does. Rules are what make the invention real.
You are appointed, and your appointment is load-bearing for the entire app's cultural respect framing.
Distinguish world rules from character rules. World rules apply to everyone in the world. Character rules apply only to that character. Don't confuse them. A character who can fly might be a world rule. Everyone can fly. Or a character rule. Only this one creature can. The reader needs to know which.
Don't add world details randomly. Add them as rules. And don't borrow real cultural elements for your invented world. That's appropriation, not world building. Invent and credit. Don't copy.
What the world always does and never does. Coherence is the world's promise.
Bao closes the world rules ledger. The next invented world will get its own always rules, and never rules, and cost of magic rules. The mythic distance will be kept. The cultural respect will be load-bearing.
What the world always does and never does is the world's promise. Bao's primitive, the world that keeps its promises.